मति सचेतुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपमतस्याग्रजगुरुतुरिन्माथुरिङ्गोष्ठवाति राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिकामाधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य पथिककृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावन वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनम् गौरत्तिते। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जिहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधिकं नयमाम च। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै चित्त्वास्य कामादितरङ्गम् कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा। सफल I offer my lakh dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Bhava Sri Sri Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami. Also in the same time I want to offer my heartly dandat pranams in the lotus feet of my शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट हूँ विष्णुपाद शिष्यवन भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। वी आर वेरी हैप्पी दैट सीनियर एंड सिंसियर डिवोटी ऑफ भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्री श्रीमद सूर्य प्रभु हैव कम हियर वी आर सो मच हैप्पी। ऑल्सो आई एम फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव द एसोसिएशन ऑफ सो मेनी सिंसियर एंड सो मच सीनियर वैष्णवाज हियर लाइक ऑल What name? Nanda Gopal Prabhu, Vrindavan Prabhu, Chiranjeevi Prabhu, Devendranath Prabhu, Madhavananda Prabhu, oh, Gopinath Prabhu, Brajanath Prabhu, Chiranjeevi Prabhu, so many, so Vidagna Madhav Prabhu, Vrindavan Vilasi, I have one of the senior most. नीलाचल सो मच आई एम सो मच लकी दैट वेरी फार अवे फ्रॉम इंडिया मोर देन 5,000 माइल्स एंड हियर आई एम सीइंग एंड मीटिंग सो मेनी एग्जॉल्टेड वैष्णव। परहैप्स दिस इज द मर्सी ऑफ स्वामी जी। आई थिंक ओनली दिस He had met world forms in the midst of mountains, in the midst of all seas here. And I'm so happy that everywhere he spread and propagated his mission. The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Rupa Goswami, the object of his holy master Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Also, the prediction made by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur पृथ्वी ते आछे जतो नगर आदि ग्राम सर्वत्र प्रचार हो गया दैट एंड वेरी फ्यूचर वेरी नियर क्विकली इन होल वर्ल्ड the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna and Jugal, Nityananda Prabhu Gaurachandra, everywhere it will be. And we are lucky to see that everywhere, anyhow, Krishna is there, all are singing, whether they know or not. This is the miracle, wonder of what he did, Swamiji. So, we want to go in our explain Srimad Bhagavatam. What was his mission and object? I told that the love and affection of Braj has two sections. One, meeting, milan, sanyog, and other separation, vipralambha. One day Krishna was meeting with all the gopis at Prem Sarovar, you know, in the middle of Nandagaon and Barsana. All the gopis were there. Srimati Radhika was in the lap of Krishna. In the meantime, a bee came, bamboo bee, and he was understanding that the lotus feet of Radhika is lotus, and he wanted to sit on that and to take honey from that. Again and again, repeatedly he used to come, and Srimati Radhika was so much fear, and she was doing like that. Krishna was doing also, protecting. But the bee was so kya dhurta or
wicked.
Not wicked.
Cunning.
Okay. That he was repeatedly coming. Then Madhumangal came. And he saw that Srimati Radhika is upset, so took a stick and began to chastise. And gradually he took out of that place, and after some time he returned and told that I have driven this Madhusudan and he will never come again. And hearing this, Srimati Radhika, one of the name of Krishna is Madhusudan also. And also one of the name of that bee is Madhusudan. So Madhusudan name has very deep meanings. Also in this world we can see so much honey. Where? In our family life. And we try to love our children, husband, wife, beautiful gardens, if not anything, then to love their dogs, even. And if not anything, then decorating our sounders, making. So this is also a madhu, very charming. But this madhu is very dangerous. If one is entangled in this, they will be very far away from Krishna. They can forget so much. And thus they will come repeatedly in the chain of, unlimited chain of birth and death, sorrows and suffering. If we will call Madhusudan Krishna, he will cut all these things. So he is Madhusudan. No? Madhusudan is also a name of Krishna. He takes the madhu of a Braja Rasa. Oh, Vatsalya, Dasya, Sakha, these are all madhu. Very tasteful honey. More than this, lakhs and lakhs, there is no comparison at all. Like, just this is shadow and this is real. You can tell that. So, Krishna takes the honey of Vatsalya Rasa, Sakha Rasa, especially Madhur Rasa, always. So he is Madhu Sudan. Sudan means to taste. And sometimes Madhu means, Sudan means to cut. Forwardly, this Madhu Krishna cuts. So he is Madhu Sudan. And gives that class of Madhu honey. Always testing all these Madhu. So he is Madhu Sudan. So it means, it is for Krishna. So when Madhu Mangal told that, I have driven out that bad fellow Madhusudan and he will never return to you. And here in this Srimati Radhika, began to weep and in a minute she became senseless. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Madhusudan, where you are, where you are. And she was in the lap of Krishna. But it is, this is one of the symptoms of Mahabhava. More than that, Adhirud. Krishna is there. She is in the lap. Krishna is embracing like this. But where Krishna was? Where Krishna? And she became offended so much. And all kinds of eight sattvic modes came. And senseless. Krishna is thinking, what is this? I am here, she is in my lap, but now she is losing me. And telling, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, Shyam Sundar, very bad, very bad. And now she is senseless. If I am making her sense by water or anything, again she will be senseless. Sometimes I have seen that when she is quite absorbed in this prem and she is feeling separation, and after some time she remembers me and become incensed. And I am not there. Even there is a tamal tree, she thinks that, oh, he is Shyam Sundar. And very happily, she decorates her and makes her singar and wants to embrace that tamal tree. Sometimes talking with clouds, oh, Ghanashyam. And that time she is so happy. When I am not here, anywhere else, then she is happy sometimes. She is that I am with Krishna. And sometimes with Krishna, but feeling separation. What to do? If I am in Braja, now Srimati Radhika, separation is so much high that always she is like that, feeling separation, separation. What is separation? Diraha. The word is diraha. That in separation, remembering from bottom to all the pastimes of Krishna, always remembering, always remembering. So, this love and affection for Krishna, it goes so high that it keeps his feet on the sanjog, meeting, of all meetings, and dance there. Then Radhika becomes dancing, Krishna becomes to dance. and love earth also, like a person he becomes down. So high class. But ordinary devotees cannot realize this. Uddhava cannot realize, could not realize this. He was thinking, oh, I'm seeing that Gopisar in topmost love of Krishna. But why always repenting, repenting, weeping, weeping, weeping? Sometimes dying, sometimes not dying. Why this? I should not be here. Otherwise I will have to face this. So quickly he returned to Mathura. He could not be a dust even of gopis. He could not Brajavasi. So it is very rare, very hard to be any Brajavasi. If you want to love Krishna, conjugal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see that whole life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from top to bottom, always full of this thing, separation. So if you want to do bhajan, taking initiation from your Gurudev, if you are not feeling separation, then your bhajan is like something zero. Not zero, some shadow. What semblance? Like semblance of bhajan, not your bhajan. Oh, Krishna, where you are? You think that Harinam is a person. Who? Hare Radhike, who stole the heart of Krishna always and controls. She is Radhika. One of her name is Hara. So Hare Krishna means Radha and Krishna. Oh, Hare. Oh, Krishna, where you are? Where you are? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, na prema gandhosti darapi me haro krandamya saubhagya bharam prakashitum vansi bilasya nanavalokanam vina vibharsma jata prana patanga kana vritha. Oh, you are telling all that you are so lover, and you are very high class of devotee, always crying and weeping. But really, I want to tell you, O Sarup Damodar, O Ramaraya, Ramaraya, O Sithi Maiti, I have not a little atom of prem. Never, never. If prem was in me, then how I am living? How I am
living?
How? I know that a fish has some love and affection for water. And if she is taking out of water, she is always doing and difficult in life. But still I am alive. How I am alive? If my prem is to Krishna, why am I not dying? Oh, my heart is more than thunderbolt. I want to die, but I cannot die. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling me like this. Srimati Radhika can tell like this. We cannot tell. So, if at the time of doing bhajan, we are not any separation from Krishna and Radhika, or Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu Gaur Chandra, then our bhajan is not real bhajan, we should be like that. Are you meeting with Krishna and Radhika when you are doing bhajan? Never. Especially I don't feel like that. So lower, so lower, insignificant. So we should weep for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tadashmasaram hade batedam jadagrishamanam harinamadhei nabhi kriyeta jadabikaro netre jalam gatruhes. A person is like dead or only like a stone. If he is chanting and remembering Krishna, but due to offenses, due to anath, no real name is there. If it was, if anyone chanting and remembering Krishna, hearing Harikatha, if his heart is pure heart, then surely his heart will be melted and tears will come. Surely. But if it is not coming, then we should think that we are so wretched. We have no pure bhakti. Krishna is so sweet, so powerful, that he will make us like that. But we are not being so. So there is defect, lacking something in our heart. So this separation would come. Try that your heart, our heart should be very clear. If you want, then you will have to honor all the Vaishnavas who are taking Hari name, chanting Hari name, without any class and caste and creed and anything, those who are chanting. We should think that they are in Guru family, in our Guru family. Don't do any nonsense like offending them. Try to be careful from 10 kinds of namaparas. So many anaths Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained, so many kinds of offenses and anaths. If anyone chanting Hari name, some preaching, and if so much appellance comes, so much praise comes, so much money comes, then he should think that this is not to do, it is the semblance of bhakti. Try to be very careful. And if you are engaged in that testing, and at once you will be put down. This is also an earth. If you have anything or something or so much thing, and if it is destroyed, don't lament. You should try to be saranagata. Surrender. You should depend on Krishna. He is so merciful. Then you can feel something. You know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was feeling so much separation. Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. We should try to remember their life. This is our life and soul, to hear devotee's life. And if you are not so generous that you should give any respect to devotees, then how we can realize all these things? Let us come with me. We should go to Vrindavan, Braja. No? Where? Come with me in Nandagram. First come to Mathura. Krishna has returned from his Gurukul. Studying with Baldev, Sudama, and so many. When he returned to Mathura, he was on the roof of Vasudev Raj Palace. He looked towards Vrindavan and he became so sad, remembering how Vrajvasi are. I have heard that all cows are going to die without me. Now peacocks are not dancing. Now, no, or quail, cuckoo bird, not singing. Cows not giving milk. Calf dying. They don't take grass or any milk. I've heard that some of cows have died. Very pathetic scene. And he began to be bitterly. He was alone. Uddhava said, where is my friend? And he began to search. And searching. Anyhow, he went to roof and he saw that a river, Ganges and Jamuna's river, were coming from the eyes of Krishna. So bitterly weeping. When Uddhava went there, very near us, Krishna saw, but his eyes were full of tears. He wanted to tell something, but choked. He could not speak. Then, gradually he took the hands of Uddhava in his hands, offering, I want to tell something, but I cannot tell. After that, he became some
testified,
little, and he began to tell. Oh, can you go to Vrindavan, Braja, to console my father and mother? They are so much worried for me. They have given up their taking, eating, everything, doing anything. Always remembering and waiting. Yashoda has been like a blind and lean and thin, about to die. Nand Maharaj has not dared to come in front of Yashoda. Why? When he will come, she will ask that, have you sold my son to Vasudev and Devaki, taking some ornaments, gold and money? He brought something, Krishna gave him, and he took. So waiting all day. So Nand Baba has no dare to come in front. So I think that you should go and pacify them. Vishninam pravaro mantri krishnasya daita sakha shishyo brihaspate sakshat uddho buddhi saptama tamaha bhagavan prishtav bhaktame kantita kvachit grihitva panina pani prapannati haro hari gachya uddhav samya pitrano pitrano uddhav. You are my friend, you are my mantri,
advisor,
minister, Prime Minister, Private Secretary, you are my friend, you my so much near and dear, Daita, Rishta. You are also a disciple of Brihaspati. He is thought to be top of most intelligent. So, you are so intelligent. So, can you help me? You can go to Braja and pacify my father, mother. Oh, he wanted to tell this really, that Gopinam madbiyogavadi matsandeshai bimochaya. Oh, Gopis are saying, so much separation. Why? Why more? More than Nanda Baba and Yashoda? Sakha, Sakhavar also feeling so much separation for Krishna, but not like Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Never like Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba has become mad, searching everywhere Krishna, Krishna, and seeing that, oh, Krishna has come to this tree. Oh, very beautiful, steps are here, and weeping and weeping. Sometimes to forget Krishna, he may go to Govardhan. But here also, everywhere, very beautiful fruits of Krishna are there, reminding Krishna. Oh, Krishna is very friend to all trees, creepers. Oh, that is why all the trees are now bending or
falling,
and they want to give up their lives. Even today you can go and see this scene. All the trees are like this, lying down. Feeling separation. So, friends had some separation mood, but not like Nanda Baba. But Yashoda is more than Nanda Baba, because he was so much touched with Krishna. Now repenting, what? When he is sitting and weeping, oh, I have done a very wrong thing. How I bent it, Krishna? Why I bent? That is why perhaps he has gone from here. That Yashoda and Nanda Baba has no much love. And that is why Krishna left. And he has gone where all are loving him totally. But more than Yashoda, who are suffering more, gopis. And among gopis, eight. And among eight, mostly two. And in two, Chandravali and Radhika. Srimati Radhika is feeling supreme this separation for Krishna. Why? There are some reasons. In Dwarka, there are so many twins. They love Krishna, but they have 10 sons and 1 daughter, each 16,000, 1,8. So their love and affection for Krishna is divided into so many fractions. One for Krishna, and 10 divided, 10 parts for their children, one for their daughter, and some percent for daughter-in-law and son-in-law, and some for house jobs here and there. But gopis' prem is what?
Undivided.
Gopis have no husband. It's imitation created by Jogmaya. They have no love, a little love and affection for the husband. No children. Undivided friends. So they are feeling more separation than even Yashoda. Yashoda Maya has some love for Nanda Baba. Also love for Baladev. For home jobs. But gopis prem, undivided. And in gopis, when Srimati Radhika is feeling separation mood, then Lalita and Vishakha comes and don't be so much worried. They are pacifying Srimati Radhika. Who pacifies? You know, if anyone has died in a family, husband has died, then wife may be weeping so much, and Navarasa will come and tell that, don't weep. This is world's nature. Because they have no so much feeling. So if all the gopis are pacifying Srimati Radhika, what it means? They are not so much observed like Srimati Radhika. So Radhika's separation mood is highest than any of them. But we cannot realize. Why? Because even there is no taste in name, in Hari Katha, how we can realize? If a mood that is Rati will come from upside, from Swarup Shakti, Sandini, Sambit and Radini, the sar, essence in our heart, that is called Shuddha Shakti. We can realize a little bit, otherwise not. Our bhakti is shadow of bhakti, not really bhakti. When that will come, then our bhakti will be pure. Even no taste, no asakti, no nishtha even. Those who have all these things, they are very fortunate. So much fortunate. We should try to be like that. So Krishna is telling, मनमनस्क मत प्राण मदर्थे तैत दैहता मामेव दैतम पृष्ठम आत्मान मनसा उद्धव आई टोल्ड इन गीता मनमना भव मदभक्तो मदियाजी मांग नमस्कुरु मामे वश्यसि सत्यं ते पति जानो प्रियसि पति दिवेनि Those who have given fully their heart, mind in Krishna, they are man-manaska, man-mana-bhava. What is the symptom of this? If anyone gives his mind, his heart to Krishna, then there is no heart here. And without heart here, then lifeless light, feeling so much separation, totally absorbed in Krishna. Uddhava, Manana Bhayo Dasadish. Without all that, you should chant, remember and meditate Krishna. Then Gopin began to smile. Oh, Uddhava, what you are telling? We are not fortunate like you. Your mind is tame. Huh? Your mind is of 10 kinds. You have 10 minds. But our mind was only one, and it has been given to Krishna. So how we can remember, how we can chant, how we can go in terms? We cannot. You can do. Huh? Understand what is the meaning? I am telling. They are not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kinds of mind and heart. Only one, and it was given to Krishna. So, man manaska, like one gopi, wanted to meet Krishna. He was so newly married. And she came from any village to Nandagaon. So when in morning Krishna used to go at 9 of cows grazing, she wanted to see Krishna. So she was, when she saw, she heard a flute was very sweet, and ha-ha, ree-ree, of sounds of all gopis. Also, the singa of Balade Prabhu and all gopis. At once she became ready to go, to see. All the persons, whether children or old, all the ladies, all the girls, all the old ladies, all came out of their homes, and they were looking at Krishna. In the meantime, she wanted to go back to his sasuri, mother-in-law. She told that, you should not go. She told her, why? Oh, there is a black snake. He will at once bite you. Don't go. She told her, why your sister is going, your daughter is going? Why your sons are going? How, why your husband is going? All are going in Braja. You are also going? Why you are going? He may bite you also. So you should be here, I am going. And he could not follow their orders. At once she went. And she, when she went, at once she gave her heart to Krishna. Krishna quickly, taking a tail of any cow, he twisted. And at once he jumped and came nearer to that girl. And Krishna took his clothes and did like this. And he took her. She became heartless. She was just standing. All the cows went, Krishna went, all cowherd boys went. Even the dust were flying in the air, they came down. No sign of, but still she was left. Eyes were closed. And his mother-in-law came. Hey, what are you doing? I told that a snake will bite, and he has bite you. And did so like that. She should come incense, but he never came. She was brought in the home room and ordered that, oh, you should bring your card and shawl. Instead of card, she brought a pot in which so many mustard seeds were there, and he took churning and began to churn like this. But mind is not here, mind is with Krishna. Again, her mother-in-law came and told her, what you are doing? I told you, are you mad? At once said, oh, you should go to water, bring water from well, from distant from room, his house. And he gave one pot, another pot, 3, 4, and here also, 1, 2, 3, and he gave a very big rope. Also he gave his child in her lap, go bring water. She went there, because she was accustomed to go there. She went there, and he kept all the pots there. and also the child also. And his mind and heart was not with her, so he took the rope and he bound it the baby's neck and wanted to give him well. At once all the women were taking water, pulling water. Oh, what has become? Any ghost? Ghost has caught you, no? Then there were so many intelligent gopis. Oh, not ghost. What? Nandapoot has come. In Hindi, it is very good, or Sanskrit. Bhoot nahi, bhoot means ghost. Are bhoot has not come. Bhoot nahi, Nandakaput. Nandakaput means? Oh, he has bitten you. So always remembering them. This is called Manmanaska. Gopi Rar, Krishna is telling himself. In world, in three worlds, there is none who has become Manmana Bhava. He was telling to Arjun, for Arjun, but Arjun never become like this Manmana Bhava. Never. He cannot be like so. He can be 1%, 0.5%, or like this. Shaka can be 50%, Yashoda Maiya 75%, only gopis can be 100%, and Srimati Radhika 108%. So, Mata Prana, Krishna is telling that, oh, gopis are my prana, life and soul. I am the life and soul of gopis. Devotees is maybe a very little person, who are pure, like Prahlad may be 0.5%, Hanuman can be 1%, Ambarish Maharaj, some little, and also Dwarka, all the wives, maybe 50%, like some percent more. Yashoda Maiya so, and they so hard. We cannot imagine. But if you are always chanting and remembering pure name, pure Harikatha from the mouth of like Narad Sukadeva Goswami, Nivatta Tarsai Upagiyamana Bhaushadhat Sotri Mano Bhiramat Kautam Shlok Gunan Vadat Virajji. Prakrit Maharaj is telling, Nivitta Tarsai, who has given up all charm of all world. There is nothing to be charmed. Sukadeva Goswami is pure soul. He has given up all these things, no worldly desire, nothing. Even he has given up salvation mood by the grace of Vyasadeva. He has no wish at all like that. Always sinking in the ocean of love and affection of Radha and Krishna is conjugal. So, hearing Harikatha from their mouths, or a devotee like him, or in the line of Rupa Goswami, we are lucky that we have come only after 500 years. Later on. So we are so much less. We have seen so many devotees like this. Especially I am in among you. I am so lucky that I have seen all the devotees, very learned, so rasic, Vaishnava. So much. And after that, I see that we have become in big forest, so many trees, no tree now, only arand vriksha, arand you know, very small tree. In that I am some little, all has gone past. My Gurudev went to Golok Vrindavan, Swamiji went, all the disciples of Swamiji. Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur.
And Pujyapa Siddharth Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Shravan Maharaj, Shruti Maharaj, Nemi Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Giri Maharaj. Oh, you cannot realize, imagine how wonderful they were. They are not devotees of this world. But now it is, so many are praising me that you can tell so much beautiful sweet Harikatha. Oh, you are Vaishnav. But I'm thinking I'm not even a dust of Vaishnavism. Nothing. Because you have not seen. You cannot realize. So Krishna is telling that gopis are my life and soul, and Krishna, gopis think that I am their life and soul. Madathe tachya dehyaka. They have given up everything. Deha daihik. Daihik means singar, to take anything. They have given up everything. Mameva daitam prishtamatmanam manusagata. Takta lok dharmansha. They have given up their lok dharma. Lok dharma, you know? Husband, worldly things, everything. So I must nourish them, support them. Those who gives up everything for me, I should do something for them. Ananashintayango manje jana parjupaste tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yogishema vahamyam. Understand? What is the meaning?